From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Heavy rain curtailed the ceremony a bit, but didn't stop the noon hour dedication of the Schumacher International Peace Park.
It is vital that those of us living today turn our thoughts towards peace.
That's part of the peace prayer at the unveiling of 19 poles representing more than 20 countries and cultural groups in Timmins. Each says, may peace prevail on earth in the appropriate language. City Councillor Joe Campbell noted that early arrivals in the city were mostly European, but that has shifted to other parts of the world. One of the poles is a combined effort of newcomers from Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, and Mali.
Putting four countries on one pole has a meaning of togetherness, and that is somewhat fitting as to why we're here today.
The park is a project of the Schumacher Lions Club and the Schumacher Arts, Culture, and Heritage Association. New Democrat Charlie Angus will be back in the House of Commons for his seventh term as MP for Timmins-James Bay. He jumped out to a lead over his three opponents from the first ballots counted last night and led the entire night. He says he owes this win to being engaged with the people of the riding, meeting as many as possible. He adds he heard about the incredible uncertainty surrounding the economy and the pandemic.
I think people recognized that we offered a vision that was positive, that it was about working for people, and it was about being engaged. And that's what I do.
Angus adds that the top issue he heard is how unnecessary the election was. The runner-up to Charlie Angus says his three opponents ran good campaigns with not a lot of mudslinging. Conservative Morgan Ellerton hints at possibly doing better, if not for the small C Conservative People's Party of Canada and its Timmins-James Bay candidate, Stephen McLeod.
Looking at how well the PPC did here, I think the Conservatives have a bit of, just revisiting, right? And making sure that we can bring them back into the fold and time to unite.
Ellerton is already mulling over running in the next federal election. We're still at 2,195 cases of COVID-19 in Porcupine Health Unit territory in the 18 months since the arrival of the pandemic. While it has no new ones to report today, it's also telling us that one more is resolved. The number currently active is now 6. And finally this afternoon, the European Commission says the United States should allow people who got the AstraZeneca shot to travel to that country. U.S. officials announced earlier this week that restrictions banning EU citizens will be lifted in November. Travelers will need to be fully vaccinated, and it's not clear which vaccines will be accepted. An EU spokesperson says the group of countries believe AstraZeneca is safe, and it would make sense for people who have been vaccinated with it to be able to travel. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.